Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you have any thoughts as to why Jaren Duran is taking a big step backwards this year? And also, what is the likelihood he could be traded?
I don't know why he's taking a step back. I think it's one of the biggest mysteries because he's healthy. He was a dynamic. We can't forget what a dynamic player he was last year. I think defensively and offensively, he has taken a step back. So I don't have an answer for that. In terms of is he going to be traded, I think this we're going to have to ride this out. And this is one of the things that we said this when it comes to the Devers trade, this whole dynamic with this team. You have about a month. You have about a month to define what this whole deal, where you're going to land. Because I don't think there's any question that if you do think that you're going to end up with more wins with this team as after doing this deal, the whole plan was to have a good Jaren Duran at the top of the order. The whole plan was to have Jaren Duran be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But you know, you have to figure this out. And if so, what I'm saying is that if they are selling, yeah. I mean, I think that Jaren Duran could be on the table.
How's Bradfo yesterday here on Jones and Keith? If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You hear him discussing Jaren Duran and the likelihood that Duran could move. I do find it noteworthy no one's really shooting it down. You know, whether it was McAdam earlier in the week, we played a clip from the Fenway Rundown. That was Bradford with us yesterday. The Athletic, ESPN, which was written by Jeff Passan. Everybody seems to think he's a candidate to move.
That was good.
I was really thinking he was out, and you just heard Duran there on Karabas' podcast. I was really thinking he was out when Karabas was going at him in his mentions yesterday on social media, or a couple of days ago on social media, like, I'm done with him. He's dead to me. I'm like, oh, if he's dead to Karabas, he's probably dead to the Red Sox. I thought that was an indication he was out.
Yeah, it turns out no. At least for now. I mean, it doesn't mean he won't get traded.
I still would be against them trading Duran, but I guess let me know what the return is and I could be talked into it. But I would rather hold on to him. I will say the series is big for everybody, Keith, on the Red Sox.
Of course.
He has very good numbers against Barrios. I was looking at this earlier today.
All right.
So you want a table setter. You want a guy to get you going. This is a guy who, in theory at least, can do it. So we'll see if he gets him going this weekend. They need it.
Because yeah, he does.
You got it in front
of you.
I looked it up this morning. Like 10 for 21.
Yeah. 10 for 21, three dingers.
Nice.
The only guy on the team to have a dinger against Barrios.
So get the lineup going. And, and Barrios has been good this year, but Duran has had his numbers. So get the lineup going and win some games at home in front of a crowd that probably doesn't need much to turn on you.
Based on this being, waiting for it.
This being the first time back at Fenway since the Devers trade. 617-779-7937. Is it crazy to say they can turn around their season and make the playoffs, Keith? On the one hand, they're only two games out.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's a bunch of teams in the mix they got to deal with, and they're playing like crap.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go positive on it and just say the teams around them aren't very good. That Angels team that did sweep you, so you'd be like, Keith, the Angels are a lot better than the Red Sox just based on the head-to-head matchups. But that lineup kind of stinks. That rotation's not very good, and they're one of the teams that's sort of in that grouping. So if you get Alex Bregman back, and I know that's sort of like a big if as far as like what he's going to look like, how many more games is he going to be able to give you? But if you get him, and if the young guys can hit a little bit more, I don't know, is that enough to be the best of this group? Right? Like, so you get one step at a time, but can you be better than the Guardians, Mariners, and Angels? Yeah, I still think so, and maybe I should start to change my tune, and maybe this homestand will start to do that. I mean, they've already played 82 games, so we're past the halfway point. Maybe this sort of team is what it is, because we were making fun of Cora a little bit, where he's like, oh yeah, like we need to make adjustments or whatever, as far as like all the strikeouts. Like, we've had all season to make those adjustments. Like, are you waiting for what, July 4th?
Right.
The All-Star break? Whatever else it is. So they do have 16 games before the All-Star break.
Yeah, it feels like too many without Bregman.
It's a lot without Bregman. And then you still have another week.
They need some rainouts. You joked about this earlier. Yeah. They need some rainouts to cut
punt
down
these,
that number.
Punt
yeah,
these
yeah,
games.
Yeah,
because then you
the
have another, half. What, 10 days or 2 weeks after the All-Star break until the trade deadline. So what are you going to be? Breslow just told the morning show yesterday that right now, based on right now, they would want to be adding to the team for this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could simply just say buyer, but he said we want to improve the club for 2025.
So put another way, Keith, you mentioned all the teams in the wild card mix, and I think the best case you can make for the Red Sox is that the AL stinks, right? It's not even a Red Sox case. It's just, well, look at all the other teams. They're all flawed, too. A move here, a move there. If you just get your young guys going, if you just get Bregman back, a lot of things can turn, although you could say that about probably every team in this mix. They're one of only seven teams in the AL with a positive run differential. Okay? It's the Yankees and the Rays in the division, plus 110, plus 81. The Tigers are plus 94. They have, I believe, the best record in baseball, although I think the Dodgers are closing in. They both have 51. They're both 51 and 31. And then out west, you have the Astros, Mariners, and the Rangers. I'll note the team you're playing, the Blue Jays, are minus one. So by the end of this weekend, they could be plus and you could be minus.
Uh-huh.
But you're one of only seven teams with a plus run differential. So right there, if you buy into that and you buy into that as a predictive number, then maybe they can close the gap. Although a lot of that was accomplished with Rafael Devers here. He's no longer with the Red Sox.
It is, oddly enough, Craig Breslow seems to be, even though the records are similar, in fact, this year's a little bit worse, it feels like he's more confident in this team.
Well, this is your big takeaway from just his full interview yesterday. Not specifics, but just his general tone and his separate answers. He's more bought in on this year's team than a year ago.
Because you're screaming, because last year they were playing a little bit better than expected. This year they're playing way worse than expected, and yet he feels differently. So whatever stats, advanced stats he's looking at or whatever else, it was like, because it was a soft buy on the team last year. It was bringing in players to at least appease the guys there, appease some of the fans, but you didn't give up anything of consequence. Like, you didn't give up any top prospects. You didn't give up any players off your major league roster. And you added relievers, Danny Jansen, James Paxton. And you're like, all right, guys, we got this. But that wasn't like a real commitment to the team.
Last year, I looked this up because I'm trying to spin things any way I can to defend the Devers trade. Would you say beyond Devers, okay, so take Devers out of it, this year's roster versus last year's roster, which one is a better roster?
I think this year's roster
Me too.
Is better.
Okay? That's what I think.
Yeah.
I guess we don't know, and I feel worse about the roster over days over days. And a lot of that is factoring in Bregman's return when he's not back yet, and who knows when he's coming back. They were 13-11 last year without Devers. So with what I think is a worse roster a year ago, they had a winning record without Devers. So let's see where that goes. They're only 3-6 so far since the trade, but they were able to win games without him last year. And that wasn't just an off day here, an off day there. He was out for stretches consecutively in those 24 games a year ago. Let's go to, we put out our top Americans list earlier today in honor of the 4th of July.
Yeah,
top five.
Getting
Friday.
Out in front of it. We're not going to be on the air because there's a day game for the Red Sox.
Well, and I imagine
next
week there's just going to be a flood of these, Keith. I mean, I imagine the closer we get to the 4th of
July, let's get out in front.
Everybody's going to be doing their
Smart
top five Americans, all time Americans, living or dead.
Any American. The only thing is they have to be American.
That's it. It's the only stipulation. Otherwise, you can let your mind wander. So the graphic is up. Terptra did just a tremendous job.
So the guy that wanted Rowdy Roddy Piper before, no.
Not no, but his character in They Live.
I guess.
Yes.
But still, I know, but like Nick Brook came in and he's like, so the wrestling character was Scottish. The guy himself was Canadian.
Yeah, but the character he played in the film, American.
I think I'd rather have it all be American.
Okay.
That's why I went Kurt Angle. I think wrestling is a good place to look for these great Americans.
That's your own criteria.
Yeah, I want Kurt Angle.
Okay. So it's up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Keefe's glaring omission is MacGruber.
Yeah, son of a gun.
Mine is Jack Bauer. I whiffed.
Yeah.
Matt is in Dennis. He's back on the line. Hello, Matt.
All right, Matt.
Hey, bud. How's it going?
Going pretty great.
Hey, bud.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes.
Are you?
John Daly.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Chuck Norris.
Yep.
Snoop Dogg.
Right.
And Bigfoot.
It's pretty great. That's good.
Honestly,
Northwest,
that's
Bigfoot?
Such a good list.
Bigfoot, that's a good list.
John
Daly.
If he said Yeti.
Yeah, I'd say no.
That's not necessarily American. I think a
Bigfoot, no doubt,
big
I think
feet
of.
Are American.
Yes.
Yeti, your Sam Squanch, those are not necessarily American. Big feet, though, are.
So Snoop Dogg's a good one.
Oh, that's a great list. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg's everybody's favorite person now.
Gotta have Abe Lincoln. I mean, we didn't.
Abraham Lincoln, good
gotta have Abe Lincoln in the mix. Twitch chat said earlier today, Abe Lincoln and Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
One and the same.
Are they?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Abraham Lincoln.
I didn't see
what
Abraham.
What do you think? He's like a second Abraham Lincoln?
I guess I
kind of
thought
just
he
happened
like,
to be named after Abraham Lincoln.
I thought
Lincoln.
He was like dead Abraham Lincoln.
No.
No, okay, no.
He was just hunting vampires.
He was actually killing the undead is what he was doing.
So I had it backwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, egg on my face.
So that guy's and Chuck Norris, good one.
Yeah, Chuck Norris, great one. Yeah.
Wearing jeans, giving out roundhouse kicks.
And John Daly. You said John Daly. But
good
John Daly's actually been a submission many, many times.
He's come up a lot.
Yeah, Twitch chat, text line. Probably social media.
That was good because we've had other people suggest their top fives, and they've consisted of two people, and then we had one that consisted of 24.
Well, out of all the ones we've taken, and we'll solicit for more, 617-779-7937. That's the first phone call that's given us a full top five. Like, for instance, our buddy John in the car earlier today gave us a name and then an honorable mention.
Yeah.
That was not a full list.
Somebody on the text line is saying Sergeant Slaughter, which I would have to say no, because he turned his back on America at one point.
Oh.
He teamed up with the Iron Sheik.
Got it.
And went against Hogan.
Did he come back?
He became a sympathizer. Yeah, I think maybe eventually down the line, but okay. Like, no thanks.
That's a tough look.
No thank you.
Turning your back on America. Yeah. One of my favorite submissions today was Colonel Jessup. Because I think a lot of people probably look, he was a bad guy in A Few Good Men, but if you're talking about an American, it's really Tom Cruise
Colonel
that weakened
Sanders.
The country that day. Say it again.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders on there.
Not to confuse people, but if you wanted to Mount Rushmore some colonels,
yeah,
you don't want to do that.
What about Grimace?
As a top American?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if he was being a colonel in his background. I didn't know
I don't think so.
Going.
I have different. Oh, I didn't know fast food.
He started out.
My mind went to fast
before
food.
Before he found his career, he was in the military.
So you wanted Mount Rushmore colonels?
Well,
right now?
I was just saying. I don't know how many I have. Colonel Sanders.
1879 colonels. That was the worst team in baseball.
Colonel Jessup. Oh, it was a baseball team. Colonel of Popcorn.
Colonel.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here you go. Dice says turning against
Colonel
America
Clink?
For a period is pretty American.
Oh, I guess that is true.
I guess, yeah, maybe that's.
You have Randy Quaid on your list.
Well, I have Randy Quaid Benedict specifically
Arnold.
From Independence Day.
Where if you want.
Benedict
watched,
Arnold on there. If you want. If you watch the director's cut like I did, you know that he originally flew his
Colonel Mustard.
Plane. Oh, Colonel Mustard.
Colonel much. Mustard has to be.
That's a strong one.
Yeah.
If he is accused of murder?
Colonel Mustard was accused. I don't think he was ever found guilty.
Yeah, I never saw his trial. Did you? I don't know how that
trial,
went.
Trial, but there are cases where he could have done it.
It's a hung jury.
But wouldn't that make him a good colonel?
Maybe. What,
to
get away with
murder
it?
Rap?
Yeah, no, so, I don't know if you want to be caught up in that nonsense.
Yeah. I didn't have. Well, I got to look at my list again.
You might
have
a murder on your
murderers,
list.
Do we
take a look? Good graphic, by the way.
Joey Chestnut murdered hot dogs. They did that
every Fourth of July.
So many. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Turp had a good graphic. If you go to @JonesandKeefe on Twitter or Instagram, no, I don't think you have any murderers.
Nope.
I'd have to dig in on William H. Taft's background a little bit more.
Murdered a tub.
That's what it sounds like.
Probably a lot of pairs of pants.
It sounds like.
617-77, a few toilets in his day. We got your phone calls there. We'll get back to the Celtics, and we have the Week in Review next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan,
chainsaw.
We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
What a week it has been here. The final week of June 2025 on Jones and Keefe WEEI. We have a lot of stuff to get to in... including this, where I think we could open our – we could maybe something new for the rest of the second half of 2025. This is an idea that potentially we could maybe bring someone in studio. And I don't know. I think it would be a good video, get people involved a little bit.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
All right, yeah, this is all the way from Monday's show.
Okay, let me hear this.
So let's see where this goes.
Eons ago.
I think it was John Cena and Cody Rhodes, like wrestlers shooting a basketball. It was a tough go. Did you see that? He didn't get off the floor at all.
Two-handed shot?
Two-handed shot from three.
Flat foot. This is a show brag, Keith, but we've both played against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Sick brag, bro.
No, Nick, we lost.
Yeah, no, we did. We did lose.
We lost.
Sick brag.
We were both members of the Washington Generals. Yeah. We both lost. It was a close game. Close game, though.
It was competitive.
Yeah, well, it was a competitive game. I think Keith and
so
I.
Like, I literally pulled my shorts down. But I'm not even exaggerating about that.
But I came out and airballed the three like you read about. Now, at least the form, I'll defend myself.
Better than
form looked
Cody
better
Rhodes.
Than that, but he got a lot more rim than I did because airballed one.
So then.
Sick brag, bro.
So then John Cena did like the punching challenge thing.
How'd that go?
It was kind of funny. He like fake punched, like a working, like stopped short of it.
Yeah, oh.
And then was like, I haven't hit anybody for real in 25 years. Not going to start now. That's what we should do. We should have wrestlers come in here and wrestle Punch Jones.
There it is.
See how it goes.
Can they give him a chop?
Yes. I would take a big chop.
The odds on
I would. I would take one big chop. He died doing what he loved. Getting chopped by Intercontinental Champion.
By a buff man.
By Tito Santana. Just get like a jacked wrestler in here to give us one big chop.
I didn't know. I didn't realize the setup. Yeah. So I might have shimed it a little bit where I bit off more than I could chew there because they're what are they doing again?
Chops.
They're chopping you. But what are they doing to me?
Wrestle a working punch. Which again, sometimes these guys
I flinch.
You gotta trust him. You gotta put yourself in.
I don't know that I would.
Difficult.
Yeah.
We had a bit of a heat wave Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week.
Boy, howdy.
Which, of course, led to the greatest debate of all time. Would you rather be really hot or really cold?
Yeah.
Like the coldest day of the year, I'd much rather be outside for 5 hours than the hottest day of the year.
Not me.
What? I know that, but we're talking about me now.
No, I know, but like seriously, you'd rather be out there on the coldest day of the
year?
Than the hottest day of the year?
100%.
Would you rather be out doing yard work in the heat or shoveling in the cold?
Shoveling in the cold. Not even close.
Yard work in the heat.
The idea of doing anything in the yard when I get home today is just insane. Oh, you'd die.
Yeah, but that's all. You're not going to lose a finger from frostbite.
No, we get heat stroke.
Yeah, maybe.
You could get heat stroke. I'm not saying you can't.
I'm just saying I'd rather risk
and
that.
And sunburn.
Lose a finger.
Oh, sun! Don't even get me started on this. We haven't talked about the sunburn part.
You can get sunburn in the cold.
Oh, please.
That's
not
sun.
Like, not like this.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, a little windburn if I'm skiing.
Look at Tom Coughlin at a Green Bay game. That guy's face is purple.
That's true. How about Lambeau Field?
Yeah, the sunburn's from the sun. It's not from the heat. It's from the sun.
Yeah, the
sun's
still bad.
It can be sunny when it's cold out.
Yeah, but I think you get more sunburns in the summer.
Burnt by the sun in the winter.
I'm just telling you, it's from the sun. You definitely can.
You load up the sunscreen during the winter? Do you? Okay. On Wednesday, of course, we have our Would You Rather Wednesdays.
Yeah, that actually wasn't a Would You Rather.
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
It was because it was so hot. Three straight days of 100
degrees. Hot takes. That's what that was, Keith.
Good point.
Not to be confused with the Would You Rather Wednesday.
We did have the first of what could be many heat wave hot takes.
True.
This is just more of your classic Would You Rather.
Good.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes?
So that's cool. Right, the smoking monkey?
I mean, I guess
now,
I had...
I don't want the smoke around my kids. Sorry to be that guy in my ivory tower.
I don't have the clean ashtrays.
The secondhand smoke. What if he vapes?
So they're both...
What about a vaping monkey?
That's really modern.
A hookah monkey.
Yeah, that's really... As long as he stays in the hookah room, then I guess that's fine.
I mean, the vaping's really more about his health and, like, who knows what he's ingesting, but in terms of secondhand smoke...
I think I would rather have a monkey than a bird.
Sure.
But no, I know that.
You're gonna send your kids up to get them butts.
Tear your face off.
And it's way more expensive.
Georgie, go get me some butts.
The monkey goes out to get some cigs and never comes back. It's like, oh man.
Here's the thing too. The bird will live for 80 years.
Oh, at way longer than you.
At some point you have to get rid of that monkey before it takes over.
You're thinking no, like a monkey's not that big.
You're talking like MJ had Bubbles.
He's talking like Marcel, the little Ace Ventura monkey. Yes. We're not talking like
I thought you were talking
an orangutan.
There must be like 27.
No, I'm talking about like a little monkey that like
needs his own insurance.
He just sits there and like eats like
claim it on your insurance.
Yeah.
Claim it as a dependent.
Yeah, but think about the overhead.
Add someone to my turn.
CC, you got Georgie, you got biscuits.
Think about the overhead on the bird, though, if it lives 80 years.
Yeah.
Although, think about the overhead on cigarettes.
Cigarettes, way more expensive.
Yeah, no,
way
that's a good
more
point.
Expensive the upkeep for the smoking.
You got me
or
there.
If you got like an older bird already, then it's just like old timey.
You got me there.
Swearing.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh my God.
So,
like, we retired those.
Wow.
We settled on bird.
Yeah, we do.
In a long roundabout way, we landed on Bird.
Believe it, you didn't hear any of that there, but we did land on Bird.
We had to condense it for time.
Yeah.
We have another player now, major league player from the 20s and 30s, who I think now is going to be synonymous with our show. Once again, it was a little bit of a cul-de-sac to get there. I think we were talking Michael Kopech, but then we ended up landing on this former White Sox legend. I was reading up on Kopech, who, again, was a big prospect here at the Red Sox.
Yeah, he was the Chris Sale trade.
Did you know that in 2024, Kopech became the second White Sox pitcher to throw an immaculate inning in the first since Sloppy Thurston in 1923?
So Sale never threw one, and Sloppy Thurston?
Yeah, Michael Kopech and Sloppy Thurston.
What year was that?
1923.
Okay.
So post... Sox. So when they were really
Depression era White Sox. Yeah.
This is after they told Shoeless Joe Jackson to hit the bricks.
Get out of here.
They're like, you lead the league in triples, you're done.
We're cleaning it up. We're bringing in Sloppy Thursday.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, I would, as I said to Keith off the air, I would not Urban Dictionary that.
No.
Yeah, God, I would not. I would not look up what a Sloppy Thurston is.
You think the reverse Paul Brown something. Get a load of the Sloppy Thurston.
Yeah, you can't watch that on a work computer.
No.
There's no way.
It was good, though.
Certainly the sexiest position.
The Sloppy Thurston is Sheffy's sexiest. I mean, wow.
It's got to be up there.
You know? I'm not going to kink shame.
So
I'm
in a very related note, Cutter Crawford's out with a mysterious injury. So, yeah.
Sloppy Thurston. A real oversight on our top five Americans list.
You wanted to put Sloppy Thurston on there?
Yeah, I
he had a good run for the White Sox.
I still regret Jack Bauer the most, but Sloppy Thurston is my second.
Honorable mention.
Biggest regret as an omission.
Five was way too challenging.
Yeah.
Should have been like a top 50 Friday for all these Americans.
That would have worked.
Top 50 list?
Yeah.
All right, we have two submissions for Brag of the Week. Two submissions. One from, I would assume, our Brag leader. Leader in the clubhouse for the year.
Oh, yeah, we got to check the standings, but yeah.
From WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart. This is from his show earlier in the week.
You know what I never have a problem with? Watching anything. I turn on my freaking TV, and it's there.
Sick Brag, bro.
Wow.
Guy can watch TV.
Yeah, he's like
the best of
he's like a next-level human.
Nobody watches TV like Andy Hart.
No one.
He has no problem.
Yeah.
Turns it on, there it is. You want a show? There it is. All right, also, there's a big discussion all week long on the morning show about the greasy pole in Gloucester and about how you can get in line, I guess, for this thing. It's like the biggest deal down there. They're trying to get Chris Scheim on there. They're working all the different angles to get it in there. And then they had a guy who apparently is in charge of this bad boy. He called in to clarify what was going on.
So was this, I didn't realize, was this like an unprompted call? He's like, guys, I'm going to set you straight on this.
This
wasn't like a coordinated interview.
No. So okay. I forget the gentleman's name. I apologize. But he... He's going head to head now with Andy Hart.
I think it was Tom.
Tom called in.
I think.
What? You think? Tom and Gloucester.
I think it was Tom.
He called in and is now competing head to head with Andy Hart.
My job is to oversee the greasy pole.
Sick Brag, bro.
There you go.
I mean, that
he oversees the greasy pole.
And he feels like I've only heard him
nothing to do with Sloppy Thurston.
Look, he has, I'd imagine in his everyday life, we just heard the one clip there. I've only heard him speak one time.
My job is to oversee the greasy pole.
Sick Brag, bro.
How many times do you think he works that into everyday conversation?
I would probably mention that to everybody I ever met.
Most times.
Yeah.
I would say, look, we gave you two options there. Are they, they're not co-brags of the week. Like, we got to pick one for the standings.
I mean, you can just, you know.
I would go with. The man who runs the
that guy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real brag.
I'm going to reach out to Scheim, see if there's any greasy pole update.
Yeah, no, while I'm looking at, I was actually skimming through their timeline real quick to be like, hey, let me get Tom's name. I'm pretty sure it was Tom. I couldn't scroll back far enough, but yeah. I thought I see some footage of them. It looked like watching the greasy pole.
I thought they didn't do it till way later in the day, and that's why they weren't going to be able to run it during their show.
Yeah, I'm skimming through. Never mind. I strike that from the record. But yeah, we'll see if Scheim's actually allowed to compete in this thing and whether or not he breaks ribs.
Give you an update.
Which I guess is in play.
Apparently so.
So that is the Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe. You can discuss 617-779-7937. More top American nominations.
Not going to happen.
And text line, what? Not going to happen?
Unfortunately.
He's out?
Scheim says, unfortunately, not going to happen.
Oh, I don't know if that's breaking news worthy or not, but what is it again?
He wrote, I go, any greasy poll update. He said, unfortunately, not going to happen.
Mm.
Sick Brag, bro.
I'd be really thanking whatever God I pray to. Yeah,
you actually have a good weekend?
Yeah, I would be very happy that I'm not allowed.
comfortably.
Yeah. That's good. We'll get back to the Celtics coming up, along with more Top American nominations next.
Jones and Keith on WEEI. WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.